The National Water Cooler. People have sort of gotten used to it. Indeed, that sense of resignation, that sense that, well, this is just how things are in America today, that sense that America's best days are behind it and China's best days are ahead of it, have become the subject of water cooler, dinner party, grocery line, and classroom conversations all across America today. We hear the doubts from children who haven't been to China. Tom took part in the September 2010 Council of Educational Facility Planners International, CEFPI, meeting in San Jose, California. As part of the program, there was a School of the Future design competition, which called for junior high school students to design their own ideal green school. He met with the finalists on the last morning of the convention, and they talked about global trends. At one point, Tom asked them what they thought about China. A young, blonde-haired junior high school student, Isabel Foster, from Old Lyme Middle School in Connecticut, remarked, "It seems like they have more ambition and will than we do." Tom asked her, "Where did you get that thought?" She couldn't really explain it, she said. She had never visited China, but it was just how she felt. It's in the air. We heard the doubts about America from Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell in his angry reaction after the National Football League postponed for 2 days a game scheduled in Philadelphia between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings because of a severe snowstorm. The NFL ordered the games postponed because it didn't want fans driving on icy, snow-covered roads. But Rendell saw it as an indicator of something more troubling, that Americans had gone soft. "It goes against everything that football is all about," Rendell said in an interview with the sports radio station 97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia, December 27, 2010. "We've become a nation of wusses. The Chinese are kicking our butt in everything. If this was in China, do you think the Chinese would have called off the game? People would have been marching down to the stadium."